Good evening. Am I speaking to Damon?
Wait a minute, 1 second.
Okay, what?
Hello there. Hello, sir. Hello. Am I speaking with Damon?
You might be.
Thank you. My name is Oscar, sir, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay.
I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start,
sure.
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, I mean, off and on in my life. I do everything in construction, so. I do
how many?
10 years.
10 years, okay. 3 to 10 years, very well. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Hang on, I'm driving. What'd you say?
What is your primary branch of the trade?
Tile setter.
Tile setter, okay.
Yes.
Would that qualify? Oh, tile setter, I have it right here, very well. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, or level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or helper?
Journeyman.
A journeyman, thank you.
Yes.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
No,
I mean,
no. Not at this moment, okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm driving right now, so I'm back into my driveway, and then you can have undivided attention, but I'm having a hard time, doing both at the moment, so. Okay.
All right.
Now, what was that?
All safe? Very well. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I'm very rarely in my own place. I'm always doing something, so a couple weeks.
So,
maybe a month or two a year, I'd say.
Okay, so 1 to 4 weeks. Would that be accurate?
Okay, sure.
Okay, yes or no? How do you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yes.
Yes, you have? Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
Yes, you have considered dropping your membership. And why did you consider dropping your union membership, sir, in a few words?
Because I'm flight to the bottom, so I'm on my own.
Because you got your own business?
Yes. I'm in the process of.
Okay, let me enter that into the survey. One moment, please. All right. So when I'm entering here, because I am in the process of starting my own business, is that accurate?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't really pay a lot of attention to it. It seems like it might have slowed down a little bit.
So would you say fewer construction projects?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as union, do you get the sense there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Oh, that question was all around.
So what would you say, more union construction projects, fewer, or the same number?
Fewer.
Fewer. Okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Too few.
So there's not enough?
Not enough.
Not enough, okay. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A what?
A steward.
A steward?
Yes.
I don't know because I mean, are you with the Bricklayers Masons?
We're conducting a survey on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Yeah, the town centers, there's not a lot of us, so we don't really, I don't know how to answer that one.
All right, so let me get back there and just say that you don't know. Okay, don't know. If you don't know, you can say. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I don't even know what a steward is. So, I guess.
Is that a no?
Yes, no.
Okay. Thinking about the last job in which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through a state or local government, through federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay.
Don't know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
I think it's going to be the same, I hope.
Same.
Thank you.
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next two to three years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Man, I'm just going to go with what I hope for. That's to stay the same or get better. I don't know, man. Those are tough questions right now. the world's kind of going to shit, right?
Okay. So do you want to go with the stay about the same or get better?
Yeah. Well, get better. I'll go with get better. I don't think it is, but I want it to. Power positive thinking, right?
Here's to hopping, sir. switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you have no real safety concerns?
I don't really have no safety concerns. Yeah.
No safety concern. Okay, great.
None. Yeah.
Have you attending a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
All right. For each of the following, please tell me you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing. Have you participated in any picketing in the last 12 months?
Any what?
Picketing. Picket.
Pinkerton?
No, picketing.
I don't know. No.
No, okay. How about political canvassing? Have you done that in the last 12 months?
No. I haven't done that for 40 years.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
No, okay. Moving on. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Radio, cable news, local TV news, print or online newspaper, friends or neighbors, the internet or social media. Which one is your main source of news of those I mentioned?
Mail. Was mail in there?
No, we got...
Oh, you mean just like regular news?
Yes. Radio...
I'll say internet.
Internet, so could that be, let me see, internet and social media?
Yeah. I don't do all social right. media, but yeah, internet I do, so...
All right, yes. And after that, what do you think you will tend to use the most after that? Radio, cable news, local TV news? Newspapers or friends and neighbors?
Probably radio. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I'm just trying to get them in order from the one you use the most to the one you use the least. After cable news, could it be radio or local news? TV news?
Radio.
Radio?
Hey, brother, I don't listen to radio and I don't watch TV, period. I mean, I haven't for a long time, so months, years, maybe.
I understand.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get this in order so we can finish the survey. After radio, could it be local TV news or a newspaper?
Yes, radio. Go for radio.
Okay, I got radio ready. After radio,
yeah.
Local TV news or newspapers?
You pick. How about newspaper?
That would be very easy for me.
Newspapers.
Newspapers, very well. And just one more. After the newspapers, it's local TV news or friends and neighbors?
TV news.
TV news, okay. Thank you, sir. I know this one is a little frustrating. Because a lot of people don't like to have cables anymore, so, you know.
Yeah. It's all on the internet. Everything's on the internet.
Yes, that's what a lot of people is doing. They're canceling the cable and just keeping the internet.
Yeah.
Where are you at
right now?
Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, the environment, healthcare, foreign policy, immigration, support for labor unions, education, or something else? Which one is most important to you of those I mentioned?
The politicians.
Jobs and the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy.
Jobs. Go for jobs.
Jobs and the economy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very popular. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal officials support it? Very important?
Sure.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
You know, they're both liars. I have no idea. I don't know how to answer that one. I don't even want to touch that one because I might get it wrong.
Sure, if you don't know, that's a fair answer, sir. We can go with that.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Auto Workers. They got bailed out when Obama was in there, so Auto Workers definitely. Mm.
So do you think that you're supporting much more or just somewhat more?
All the way. Fuck the corporations.
More. Yes. Much more then. Okay.
Yes. All the way.
Let's talk about Biden. Please indicate if you approve.
Oh, you don't want to go there, man.
I have to. It's not my choice.
Go ahead.
Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
No, I disapprove.
A strongly disapprove, sir, or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly, like with all of my might. Everything that I'm about.
That's very strong. Okay.
Very strong.
His job, do you support or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
You know what? I haven't heard him do anything for fucking labor unions. I don't know.
So,
I don't listen to the guy. I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
He scares me. Yeah, I don't know.
As far as the health care, do you approve or disapprove the job he has done? Health care.
Disapprove. Him and Obama. Garbage.
Strongly disapprove?
Strongly. Yes.
Okay.
Strongly.
The job Joe Biden has done on the economy, approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly, okay.
Strongly, yeah.
The job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs.
Strongly disagree. Everything.
Disapprove. Very
disapprove.
Well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And the job he has done on immigration. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Strongly?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
No, I don't approve. I disapprove strongly of anything government, period.
I strongly disapprove of Congress then. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
I've never voted in my life, but I register every year.
But in 2024, would you vote?
Nope.
Certain to
nope.
vote? Chances are 50-50 or probably?
Probably not, no. I've registered to vote every year, but I never vote.
So you don't know if you will vote? Is that...
I won't vote. No, I will not.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Very well. Very well. Yes or no, do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful? Yes or no?
I think so, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the international union.
All right. In this question, I need you to provide me with your opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
Just not be so concerned about making money and represent the people that make them the money.
Okay, they should represent the people.
That's my union anyway. I don't know, the international section, I don't really know much about that. Hey, brother, I've only been in the union maybe 6 years of my life, and I'm 52. So
okay.
I don't know.
In which way do you think they should represent the people more?
Just be a union rep. I mean, I just got removed because this guy said I refused to take a UA, and I didn't. And so, I mean, that's what my union rep is supposed to do, something to help me with that situation. And he said, no, nope, not my problem.
So, okay, so you think they should represent the people more with, you know, actual issues on the job?
I think that the unions need to make up their mind as to whether the union's going to make the call or the contractor's going to make the call. Because when I go to the union about something, they send me to the contractor. When I go to the contractor about something, they send me to the union. And I'm out. I mean, I fuck the union, buddy. I'm sorry, but I have no faith in the union whatsoever. I'm out.
Yeah.
And you know?
Okay.
So that may be the wrong guy to ask questions because
all opinions are valid. So yeah, I don't know if I understood what you're saying, but what I'm entering here is I think they should represent the people more when they are facing issues on the job. Is that kind of what you wanted to tell me?
Yeah. So the communication between contractors and union is poor.
Okay. I will add that to what I'm
saying. Yeah. How's the weather in Miami? Always nice?
Yeah, some of the time, but it's a lot of, you know, it rains, you know, unexpectedly a lot of times.
But it's warm rain, right?
The communication between contractors and what you said?
The union itself. They just kind of throw each other at each other. They don't really.
Okay.
So nobody's responsible, you know?
It's poor, okay. All right, I think that will do it. I think they should represent the people more when they are facing issues on the job. The communication between contractors and the union is poor. Would that
be
all right?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Are you in, you're not in the union, huh? You're probably just doing the survey?
No, I just work for the survey company.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I
got you. And just one more. I need a, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
Just keeping us working. I don't know. I mean, I see, this is hard. This is hard, buddy. I despise the union. I'm not in the union anymore, and I don't know if I'll ever go back. So I don't know.
That's all right. That's all right. You think they... They should keep people working or busy or get more. Okay.
Just keep us employed. That'll work. I'll go with that.
Okay. Very well. I think they should concentrate on keeping people employed. Is that fair enough?
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay, let's wrap things up now. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, union meetings, mail, job site, or email?
Mail.
Your regular mail? Okay.
Yeah.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the DAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Just a couple times a year.
Couple times a year. Very well. And let's...
I'm just going to get us out of here, all right?
I'm working with you. Yeah, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Independent.
Independent, thank you.
Yes.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
Probably conservative. Yeah.
But do you think of yourself closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
Yeah, that's Republican. Conservative, Republican, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I misheard you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
I'm white boy.
Thank you. Caucasian. And I know I asked for your name, but this is part of the survey, and this is the last question. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Damon.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Good night, sir.
Hey, you have a good night.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.